here at Sports Radio 79 at the Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper and is also available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, and Alex the A-Train Ewalt. We have another, as usual, another very special show for everyone out there today. Some great interviews, including MLK head coach Corey Jarvis coming up at 2:10. Another interview at 2:20 with Hillgrove quarterback St. John Days. Bill Curry, the coach of Georgia State's newest program, their football program, will be joining our program at 2:50. At 3:20, we have Banneker's DeMarco McNeil. And at 3:35, closing out the program, we have Tyrone Cornelius, the linebacker out of Stevenson. So, like I said, a very special show plan for everyone out there. Of course, a lot of football was played yesterday, as Alex and Fletcher, I know you both know, over at the Georgia Dome, the Corky Kell Classic. I was there all day from about 9 to 12:30 p.m. But it was a great day. It was a great day of football, and I was impressed with some specific players. But, Alex, I know you were there for the night games. Who stood out to you?
Really, for Norcross, Jeremy Davis was absolutely the man. There was one, the opening drive for Norcross, they scored a touchdown, made an unbelievable over-the-shoulder grab for a big gain, and then on a touchdown went up over a Walton corner and just took it away from him for the touchdown. This guy is a physical specimen.
I think
specimen.
You said it. They were on the same drive.
Yes, the same opening drive.
And both times the ball, they were jump balls. I mean, that kid is a monster. He absolutely went up and took the ball away from those players. But to me, two players on the day, as I said, I watched all four games, and there were two players there that were a notch above the rest. Truly elite high school players that also happened to be big-time prospects. When you're talking college scholarships, and that's Grayson defensive tackle Sean Green, and then McEachern's running back Rajon Bennett had to have had close. I don't know the exact number, but had to have had close to 200 yards, three touchdowns on the ground, another in the air. Of course, we've talked about his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. He proved that yesterday. He is an absolute monster.
Yeah, Bennett was a guy we actually had on the program last week. You know, he was saying how he's really looking forward to the second year of this pistol offense. He thinks it's perfect for him, and I'd say yesterday it was. 174 yards, had 26 carries. You mentioned he also hauled in a touchdown pass, had four touchdowns on the day. That is exactly the way that offense is supposed to be run, and you saw it. They scored 42 points. And last year, they really came on down the stretch of last season. I don't know if you guys remember that. They missed the playoffs, yeah. I believe, but they're going to make the playoffs this year in a very winnable region because, you know, some of the big boys in that region are down this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't surprised at how good Rajon Bennett is. What I was surprised is how good McEachern is. And you said it. Last year, I think, was their first year in head coach Kyle Hockman's offense.
Yeah, they went from a wing tee to the pistol, right. And took a few games to get used to it.
Clearly, because this year that team is going to be an absolute force to be reckoned with. Sean Green, who I alluded to a little earlier, my opinion is if you're a dominant high school player, if you're a great prospect and you're going to really succeed on the college level, you better be a dominant high school player. And that means coming up when it matters most. And they won that game against Camden County by one possession, and it was 4th and 12. Camden County had the ball at midfield, 4th and 12, last drive of the game, and Sean Green took two defenders on, blew them both up, and right before the quarterback released the ball, just drilled them, and it was, in my opinion, the play of the game.
Well, Grayson really dominated that game for most of the part. They found themselves down, actually, by virtue of a couple of special teams mishaps.
Yeah, horrible play.
And really, Grayson, that defense, more so than the offense, Ian Pemberton had a nice game. He really came through when it mattered at the end. But that defense dictated the pace of the game. Camden did lose a lot, including, I believe, is D'Angelo Smith, who's now at South Carolina. But they lost all their running backs, seemingly. They're still going to be a force because they play in a very weak region. But Grayson just showed, hey, we might win the title this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it. Both defenses were extremely impressive. Camden, to me, their problem is quarterback. And I'm not going to knock the kid, but he's 5'5", and his problem is he can't throw the ball unless he's rolled out of the pocket. And that greatly limits their offense, and they really couldn't hang with Grayson, who I think is the best coach team in the state. They're just the diverse play calling, the misdirections. On the high school level, it seems to really confuse defenses, and it makes them pretty effective.
Very impressive for Grayson plugging in a new quarterback in the system, and he did a really good job. even had a couple big pass plays. Talk about Pemberton. Yeah, I mean, that's who's so small at 5'3 or 4, but still runs with the power that you would expect from a much bigger guy. Really quick, really smart. A couple times you saw him just sort of slither by defenders and split guys.
And
really did a great job.
And when
job.
He gets to the sideline, if he gets to the sideline, he's so fast that he's going to pick up a big chunk of yards. Before we get to our recruiting updates, which we always do in the first segment, I want to throw out a couple other names I was really impressed with. I can't remember his first name, but Suber, the backup running back for Brookwood.
Julian Suber
was extremely impressive for a backup. Surprised because I didn't get to see their first stringer. I'm surprised that he's not it. Joey Windler, who is probably isn't going to get all the scholarships in the world, not a great passer, but he really makes that Walton offense go from the quarterback position. They have a very weird quarterback sneak that they run where he does a 360 over the guard, and it works like a charm.
Very quick hitting thing. He's also getting looks as a defensive back, should mention. I guess, you know, a guy that we were all hoping to see a lot of from was Delino DeShields from Norcross. I'm sure we were getting to him, but I think maybe the hierarchy there was that he wasn't going to get the ball as much as the incumbent starter coming in just a couple weeks ago. Didn't really stand out. Maybe he'll sort of get in the groove a little bit more as the season wears on.
Two other real quick names. Corey Gaines, who I think everyone already knows, the Grayson safety who's committed to BYU, played as good as you expected. Very impressive. Had a couple near picks. Was impressive in coverage in general. And then DeAndre Purnell, who played just about everywhere from a keycher and lined up at quarterback. Very good athlete, and he's going to make that offense really tough to stop. Now, let's get to our recruiting updates for the week. It was another slow week. But the biggest recruiting news of the week surfaced on Monday when Stevenson linebacker Tyrone Cornelius gave the Miami Hurricanes his verbal pledge. Yes, Fletcher?
I was just going to say, and people across the nation will actually get a chance to see him play as it was announced.
Absolutely.
ESPNU is going to broadcast the ML King Stevenson game, I believe, October the 16th.
And we'll get to talk to Corey Jarvis, of course, MLK's head coach, about that in a bit. But the back to Cornelius, he's a 6'2", 185-pound recruit. He wants to major in mechanical engineering and forensic sciences, but he chose the Canes over Georgia Tech. He's actually Miami's first commitment from this state, and only their third from out of the state of Florida. But Alex, I think you're probably the best to tell us, you know, how this affects Georgia Tech's recruiting class.
Well, he was one of my, you know, guys that they were looking at, one of the big targets coming down the stretch here, the three or four guys that they needed to pick up. Tech was looking at him in the wolf position, really. Miami was looking at him as a linebacker, and Tech wanted him to play the hybrid safety linebacker position. I don't know how much of a role that played in him choosing Miami over Georgia Tech, certainly something we should ask him. It really looked like he was about to commit to Tech, backed off a couple weeks later, then gave his commitment to Miami. But it hurts, but, you know, Miami picked up a good one here.
Of course, we'll be able to talk to him about it a little later in the show. Also, the Louisville Cardinals landed a peach of their own last week when Sandy Creek receiver Jarrett Davis chose the school over offers from Ohio, Troy, Tulane, and Kent State. The 5'11", 165-pounder is the second Sandy Creek recruit to pick Louisville in the class of 2010, joining 6'5", 235-pound defensive end Lacey Coleman. Finally, Troop athlete Jacorius Cotton also took his name off the market last week when the 5'11", 185-pound prospect gave his verbal commitment to Southern Miss. Cotton also had offers from UCF, Troy, and USF. We do have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, we will have MLK head coach Corey Jarvis on the show for a quick interview. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage. And now's your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school sports news around.
Football. There's only two former NFL players in Atlanta Sports Radio providing unique insight every day, and they play here. Ryan Stewart, weekdays 1 to 4. David Pollack, afternoons 4 to 7. Football lives here. 790 The Zone.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, if you're looking for the edge, Aaron's is there for you. The name you can trust for over 50 years with the best guaranteed lowest prices or the flexibility of leasing to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. They got the name brands. They got the quality. These are the guys you want to do business with. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's now more than ever. Hey, you want a TV? Because football season is here, brother. And you don't want just any TV. How about a 52-inch LCD flat panel from Sharp? Just $129.99 a month on a 24-month lease. Or get it at the guaranteed lowest price under $2,000 right now from Aaron's. Not just TVs, they got bedroom sets, living room furniture. Matter of fact, how about the great looking Euro leather 7-piece living room set? Only $119.99 a month. And with the kids going back to high school and or college, how about some laptops? They've got all the name brands, you know, like Dell. Check it out at Aaron's. Go to shopaarons.com to find out where the store is near you and find the lease plan that makes the most sense so you can free up your cash for all the other bills you got to deal with. Remember, now more than ever, nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. For TVs, for football season, and a whole lot more, make sure you stop at Aaron's.
Highline Golf Carts of Atlanta is your one-stop shop for all your golf cart needs. At Highline Golf Carts, they're known throughout Atlanta for their quality sales and service. They offer an amazing selection of new, used, and refurbished golf carts. Just in need of maintenance? Not a problem. They can take care of that too. At Highline Golf Carts, they offer a wide range of parts and accessories. Come stop by their store in Buford, Georgia, located at 5825B Holiday Road, or their Duluth store located at 2820 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. For directions or more info, call 770-614-0053. Are you hosting an upcoming special event? If you're planning a wedding, anniversary, picnic, company outing, or any event that requires moving people, then contact them about renting a golf cart. They rent for all occasions. Call Highline Golf Carts today, 770-614-0053. That's 770-614-0053.
It's full steam ahead for the nationally ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Virginia Tech, North Carolina, UGA. And don't forget, tickets are still available to see Clemson versus Tech under the lights at Bobby Dodd Stadium September 10th. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblinrec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today.
Get connected to the hands-on training you need to break into the broadcast media at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to GoCSB.com.
When we say football lives here, we're talking about
Tony Barnhart, Wes Durham, nationally ranked Georgia Tech football, Steve Weish, Dirty Birds pre- and post-game on Sundays, Vince Dooley, the Paul Johnson Coaches Show.
Just to name a few. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here. Lives here.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlantis, one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone. And Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. Of course, the official visit is the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex Ewald, and now MLK head coach Corey Jarvis. Corey, how's your Sunday going so far?
Everything's going fine. Can't complain.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. I want to jump right into things, Coach, and I know you've been critical over the last couple weeks of the number of scholarships given out by colleges to high schools. I wanted to kind of pick your brain on why you thought that was or has been problematic, and just in general, how you think it has a negative impact on the recruiting process.
Well, the things that I thought were, you know, a lot of schools just throw out offers, and they just don't. It's like kids are getting offers and really don't deserve it, or the schools are just sending them, putting them out there, and then all of a sudden they'll call you back and let you know, well, because we don't have enough scholarships. And you got a kid who depended on that scholarship, and now they're stuck.
Right. Do you think if the kids took a more active role in the recruiting process, this could maybe circumvent that issue? In other words, if they knew, you know, where they sat with schools and it were in constant communication with the schools that offered them, that maybe it wouldn't be wouldn't have such a negative impact?
Yeah, I think coaches can, you know, help the players out. And I believe that if kids and their parents do a little research on, you know, online and just look at internet sources And, you know, just ask the coaches flat out, how many kids have you offered? You know, I tell our kids, try to be as honest as they possibly can when they talk to a recruiter. So, you know, I tell them tell the recruiters to be honest as they can with them.
Coach, do you think maybe an early signing period would help this process out in terms of if maybe they could sign some kids early and then other places you would know that they're out of scholarships, I guess, because of the early signing process, and so you don't even worry about that school, you just go to the ones that maybe you're going to sign back in February?
Well, I believe that, you know, I've read articles that saying that we're going to it. I believe that we should go to it because you got so many kids who get offered so early. You know, I think about the kid, Eric Berry's little brother, who already got offered from Tennessee, even though it's not official. But, you know, kids getting offered as 10th graders and 9th graders now, that's just something that, you know, didn't used to happen. And I believe that with kids now committing early, I think that'll be a good thing to do because now the kids that might not be blue chippers, they'll know exactly how many scholarships the school has left, and that'll kind of make a decision for them a lot easier, and also it may probably make it a lot easier for those coaches or those schools, right?
Yeah, we're talking to MLK head coach Corey Jarvis. Coach, you were just mentioning how early kids have started to commit, and I kind of want to ask you if you think the kids, or I should say kids committing early, do you think that's going to maybe push some of the late bloomers to perhaps lower level schools?
Yeah, you know, you got kids who, when they commit early, it kind of take away from those kids who didn't get a chance to play, maybe as juniors or sophomores, and it kind of really takes away from those, you know, kids who get the chance to play the senior year, and then all of a sudden you're like, where did this kid come from? So it takes away from those kids a lot.
Now, Coach, I guess changing gears a little bit, jumping into one of your big recruits, one of the biggest recruits in the nation, running back Mack Brown, committed to the Gators. You know, as a coach, what does he provide for you on the field? What do you think he does best?
Well, if you look at Mack and the things he's able to do, he's a very diverse kid. You know, he can run it. He can catch the ball out the backfield. Pretty smart kid. Got to the point where he's becoming a pretty doggone good blocker. So he's able to do a lot of things that a lot of coaches want now with running backs. And you know, I told him like he's pushing about 195 now as far as weight wise, and he wants to get about 205 by the end of the year. And I keep telling him, you're gonna be a big fat when you get to college. Just you know, let it come naturally. But he's a great hard working kid, great kid. You know, he's, like I say, on the field, he gives us that dimension that a lot of schools doesn't have. You know, a kid who can take ball and make one person miss, and he's gone. So, you know, he has that explosiveness that you want in a running back.
Yeah, for people looking forward to watching him on the college level, is there a certain back you would maybe compare his style of running to?
I think he's probably similar to Reggie Bush. You know, maybe I don't know how big Reggie Bush was in high school, but I believe that he's probably closer to him. The running style, I would say, you know, I'm kind of old school and probably Eric Dickerson or Roger Critt. Like, but I think, you know, just from recent years, probably closer to Reggie Bush.
Now, Coach, over the last few seasons, and by the way, we're speaking with Corey Jarvis, coach of MLK here in Atlanta. Over the last few seasons, you've had some great players come through your program. Obviously, ESPN has picked up on that on October the 16th. ESPNU will be showing your game against Stevenson. How big of a treat is that for you, and how big of a thrill is that for your players?
Well, you know, it's a good thing for our county, DeKalb County, and it's also a good thing for our region to show the country that we play a good brand of football in DeKalb County as well as in our region. As far as our kids, it's going to get those kids who we talked about earlier, who's going to be those late bloomer type kids, give them a little exposure that they might not have gotten. You know, if we didn't play the game on national TV. So it's going to be a great thing. It's probably going to be a bigger headache for me because it's also our homecoming, but I think it's going to be a great thing for the school and for both schools, really.
Now, that game is being played in October. How do you keep the kids from looking ahead to that game? You know, is there any worry on your part and your assistant coaches' parts that they might look ahead to that game and maybe, you know, look past some of the games leading up to it?
Yeah. That's a pretty tough job for a coach to try to overlook that. But, you know, I think our kids already had earmarked that ball game anyway because, you know, for the past 3 years it's been for the region championship in our region and that ball game there. So us playing season, I don't think that our kids could, you know, just looking ahead or bypassing the other schools, I don't think we're going to do that anyway because it's been like that for the past 4 years. So I don't think we'll overlook the other ball club.
Yeah, Coach, I know you have a close relationship with Coach Buck Godfrey. And in fact, you've gone on to say that you actually consider him sort of like a mentor to you. You both go at great lengths to try to earn as many kids college scholarships as possible. Talk about how important that is to you and your program, and whether you'd rather be remembered for the number of wins you get or the number of scholarships you earn or help kids get.
Well, you know, I feel as though, you know, Coach Godfrey has done a great job over at Southwest Cal as far as getting kids in school. And he kind of, you know, he pulled me up under his wings and told me that, you know, it's even before I became a head coach, you know, he said one of the main goals that you have is to try to get as many kids you can in school. You know, he said the wins will come if you got the talent. But he said most kids are not going to have that opportunity to get a chance to go to college. And if you can get kids in school, you know, that's your main goal. And so I kind of take it personally, you know, as a personal challenge each year to see how many kids that we can get in school. You know, we make highlight film, take them on visits, take them, go through a lot of lengths. I tell all my coaches that, you know, you need to tell your wives during that recruiting process that we're going to probably be going a lot trying to get these kids in school because, that's the main thing that – when you look at all the kids that you have, like this year, I think we have 33 seniors. And, you know, my main goal is try to get a minimum in school, either on football, scholarship, academic-wise. It just doesn't matter. Just to make sure if they want a chance to go have a chance to play in college or to go to college, that they'll have that opportunity.
Yeah, we're finishing up with MLK head coach Corey Jarvis. Coach, before we let you go, real quick, name some of the secondary players, maybe players that we haven't heard of that you think are worth watching for your team this year, maybe that could really – step up and like we said, become a late bloomer kind of player.
Yeah, and the thing is, we have a bunch of them. You know, we got a bunch of kids who are going to be on that lower tier type kid, maybe the low Division 1A, maybe 1AA schools. We get a chance to play on the next level. First one that sticks out to me is our quarterback, Cameron Meyer. So he's been going around to a couple of schools on visits or to the camps. I think he's going to be a safety in college, but, you know, he's a great athlete, and he's done a great job for us the past 2 years at quarterback. Another kid that sits out to us is Damian Heron. Is one of the kids that transferred from Stockbridge to us. If he was 6 feet, every college in the world would probably be recruiting because he's a quick off the ball, strong kid, plays nose tackle, and I haven't seen too many folks who can block him yet. He's going to probably end up being a 1AA type kid because he's only about 5'10 and a half, but, you know, he plays well. And then another kid that sits out, he was having a great spring. Indiana was actually looking at him, with Benjamin Walker. Ben ended up breaking his ankle during spring, so he's going to miss the first 3 ball games this year. But he'll come back, I guess, after our off week. We get ready to play Luella, our 4th ball game, and he's going to help us out tremendously. He's, you know, big kid, about 6'4", 195, 4'5 guy. Great runs, great route, catches the ball well. He's going to add another dimension to us when he gets back.
Listen, Coach, we appreciate you taking your time out of a Sunday to visit with us.
Oh, that's no problem at all.
Thanks again. Of course,
okay,
that was MLK head coach Corey Jarvis. When we come back, we will have Hillgrove quarterback St. John Days. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Pollock and Bell.
Michael Turner.
My buddy works for EA Sports, and we hear that you are unstoppable on the new Madden.
I haven't played it yet, but I'm pretty sure once I get a hold of it, I'm going to use my skills to the most of my capabilities.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get average download speeds 3 to 5 times faster than anything available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. In Buckhead, a man is downloading huge work files without a hitch. Those without 4G, they're watching a mime fend off a dog with an invisible chair. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on! It's 2 o'clock! You have to be kidding me!
Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Coverage not available everywhere. See Sprint.com/coverage for details.
Why do car dealers across America have year-end clearance sales in the middle of summer? Maybe because they use a totally different calendar than the rest of us. I don't really know. But whatever it is, it's happening right now at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta. And that makes it the best time ever to own a brand new 2009 Kia. So, to be different, and to kind of show off, Ed Voyle's Kia has 2010 Kias on sale, too. That's right. The 2010 Kia Soul is priced under 14 grand. Some say it's the best value car in America. Others say it has the grooviest interior. I say it's on sale at Ed Voyle's Kia. That may be the best thing ever said about the 2010 Kia Soul. Well, there's also that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty thing that comes with every new Kia. And that's really good, too. And you may want to look at the 2009 prices, since it's summertime. Now just $14,995 for the Optima LX, and only $16,995 for a V6 Sportage LX. Just add tax, tag, and title. It's that easy. And if you want to see the largest selection of Kias in Georgia, get to Ed Voyle's Kia on Cobb Parkway in Marietta. Kia, the power to surprise.
It's time to play the game show everyone's talking about. How the heck do I save some money? Here's your host, Steak Shapiro.
Time to play Rapid Fire with Robert Schecht, CEO of Energy Defenders. Robert, let's play word association. High utility bills.
That's what you get when your home is underinsulated, like 80% of the homes in Atlanta.
Lower electric bills.
By keeping heat out of your attic with foam insulation or radiant barrier, Energy Defenders can cut your cooling costs by up to 30%.
Saving money.
Adding insulation is the most cost-effective way to reduce your utility bills permanently.
Stimulus Act.
If you act now, the federal government will cover 20% of the cost of adding insulation to your home.
Free inspection.
Visit EnergyDefenders.com to schedule your free home energy inspection.
If reducing your utility bills isn't enough, I'm adding a steak special. Just send me an email after your free inspection by Energy Defenders, and I will send you a pair of baseball tickets. So check out EnergyDefenders.com and start saving today.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off, come back, no charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it, do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Loved one pregnant like mine? Text Daddy to 53327. Join eDaddy Rewards and you'll instantly receive a Baby's Room $25 gift card. Plus, you'll be entered to win my man room.
Mayhem in the AM.
You don't want to miss Mayhem next week. What's coming up? How about Chipper Jones and Lou Holtz on Tuesday? Hall of Famer Don Sutton sits in with the boys on Wednesday. And the typical shenanigans and fun you have every morning. Don't miss Mayhem this week.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz. Sitting next to me, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewell, and our newest member of the official visit is Hillgrove quarterback St. John Days. St. John, how's your Sunday going so far?
It's going pretty well. We kind of just got back from church probably a couple hours ago. The service went well, and then we just had lunch, and we're about to go to one of my barber shops. We're having kind of like a get-together. We're going bowling.
Well, thanks for squeezing us in, man.
Yeah,
sounds like a good little Sunday.
Great Sunday. I would trade my Sunday for that any day of the week. Boy, any Sunday.
Yes, but you have a fantastic job, though. So I'm not sure about that one.
There you go. So, St. John, let's jump right into our recruiting discussion. I know you were had plans to commit a couple weeks back, and you kind of put that off for a little while. Tell us why you decided to delay your decision.
Well, I had to talk it over with my parents, Paula and Calvin Days, and I had to talk it with my brother, Jabari Days, and then we had to pray to God, because that's if whatever school he wants me to go to, that's the school I'm going to go to. We really don't have a say-so in it, so it was pretty much on God's time.
Sinjin, you know you've talked a lot about wanting to play with your brother at the college level, and only at this point Toledo has offered you both. How important is that to you, and what do you see it coming down to? I know you've named your top schools as Toledo, Oklahoma State, Georgia Tech. So what's in store from here on out?
Well, from here on out, I plan on making my decision this Friday at Hillgrove, kind of before our first pep rally. And I think all the schools that offered me, I think they will offer Jabari on September 1st because that's when the first day they can actually get written offers. So I feel comfortable with the whole recruiting process for Jabari.
Yes, Injun, I know Tech and Oklahoma State are two of the schools you're looking most seriously at. While Tech is recruiting you as a quarterback, Oklahoma State has sort of a safety/linebacker hybrid position kind of singled out for you. Talk about how important the position you play is and which you prefer.
I would love to have a chance to at least play offense, but if that doesn't work out, it really doesn't matter to me about playing defense because I think my athletic ability can help a team out in any way possible.
Has Oklahoma State given you the opportunity to play quarterback, or have they said they will give you that opportunity?
They haven't, but I feel comfortable with the position that I'm in if I'm going to play the hybrid position, the safety/linebacker.
Being joined now by Hillgrove's Sinjin Days. Sinjin, according to scout.com here, 6'2", 205, you're in the 40 and 4.45. That seems perfect for like a hybrid linebacker. Do you like to go up there and smack people in the mouth when you're playing defense, or do you prefer the quarterback position? I mean, we've talked about what you can play. What do you want to play, though? Is there the option to play both at maybe a school like Toledo, or do you want to play one or the other at the next level?
I would like to play quarterbacks. I feel like I can make more plays at the quarterback position than on defense because I'm great field vision and my passing, my running ability. I think that would help out a team tremendously.
I hear you.
Yeah, now my co-host Fletcher just brought up the prospect of playing safety and what you do well there. I know this is kind of your first year at the high school level training and preparing to play the safety position. Talk about that prospect and how excited you are to have the opportunity to play on both sides.
Well, at the football camps, I've been playing quarterback and safety, and a lot of the coaches are saying, whoa, he's fast and he can throw and he's able to make plays on defense. So I kind of got a kick out of that, getting that from the college coach's perspective. And working with my coach at Hillgrove, Coach Salam, he's our defensive back coach. He's put a lot of work in with me during the season, during track season, actually, right before track practice. We worked probably like 45 minutes on footwork and bag pedaling because I really never had the training and my speed turns. But I'm very excited for this upcoming year playing both ways, and I feel like our chances of winning the state this year are pretty high.
Now, Sinjin, I'm watching Hillgrove games on film. You guys are running a wishbone over there, and a lot of these skills that you're displaying are really ones that I see could translate over to playing quarterback at Georgia Tech. What do you think about the prospect of possibly going into Paul Johnson's offense?
I feel like I would fit in there perfect because we run the same type of offense exactly. Our plays are exactly the same, like 12 and 13. That's their base offense, so I feel like I would fit in there great. And I think Jabari at fullback, that would be more perfect, or at linebacker, because the way he comes to the ball at linebacker, he just makes a lot of plays, and at fullback, nobody can stop him.
Now, a quick follow-up question to that, if you were to go to Georgia Tech, would you want to redshirt a year and sit out, or would you want to get in there immediately and play? Which do you prefer doing?
I think physically I'm capable of playing early, but I think I would have to get used to the speed of the game, so I'm really not sure. I would like to play early, but if they feel the need for me to redshirt a year so I could come back and start the next year, I'm okay with that.
Yes, Injun, for all those Oklahoma State fans out there, I know there's a ton of them. Talk about Coach Spencer, your relationship with him, and just the school in general, and what interests you in Oklahoma State.
Coach Spence, he, great man, probably one of the best coaches that I've talked to during this whole recruiting process. And the facilities there, they're amazing. From what I've heard, the only facilities that compare to them are the Dallas Cowboys. So if you're able to compare college facilities to NFL facilities, it seems like it's a great place to be. And just how the academic program there is amazing too also. And it just seems like a great fit.
Yeah, we're talking to Hillgrove star quarterback Sinjin Days. Sinjin, I know you're we alluded to Toledo. We've talked about Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech. I also know you're looking at Indiana. Do you have a top three maybe right now? And when it comes time to make your decision this coming Friday, what are you going to base it on?
I really don't have a top three right now. It's all the schools that's offering me, which are Georgia Tech, Indiana, Oklahoma State, Toledo, and Eastern Michigan. But what's going to come down to is, I guess, how bad the school wants me and if I'm able to get early playing time and if they recruit my brother Jabari and if it fits into God's plan.
Yeah, one last question, Sinjin, something I like to ask all the recruits that join us on the official visit, and that is whichever school you go to, what type of player are they getting?
I feel like they're getting a player that knows the game really well. And I have a passion for the game. I'm versatile, so if they need me on offense, I can play offense. If they need me on defense, I can play defense. And I feel like I can bring a Christian background so to help out a lot of the players that are probably lost, that don't have a good Christian base. And if they get me, they're getting Jabari too.
Love it, Sinjin. Hey, listen, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy Sunday to join us on the official visit, and good luck bowling.
And we'll see you in the playoffs this year.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Of course, that was Hillgrove quarterback Sinjin Days. We have to get to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk a little Memphis basketball, Derrick Rose, and all the controversy surrounding that program. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta was on site at the Georgia Dome yesterday to webcast the Corky Kell Classic. All four big matchups were broadcast live on 790 The Zone, and each is available for viewing on the net at gsa.tv.
Missed an interview from Falcon Camp or something from Pollock and Bell's trip to SEC and ACC Media Days? Catch it all at the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay page, only at the all-new 790thezone.com.
Lace up your sneakers for the Publix and Gatorade US 10K Classic happening this Labor Day. You can run, walk, cycle, or skate, knowing every step you take helps build homes for children in need. With all the proceeds benefiting the World Children's Center, weekend festivities kick off with a two-day festival at the Galleria Gardens on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, with kids' races on Saturday. Pick up your application at any Publix, Chick-fil-A, or Big Peach location, or register at us10k.org.
Hey, Coach, Wes Durham here. GetVoco.com provided you with phone lines, internet access, and IT services today. They really brought together your communication plan and kept you in the game. Are they the complete package?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Wes. GetVoco.com is a true all-in-one communication provider, but he has so many other great assets. He's partners with Avaya, ShoreTel, and Microsoft to complete the all-pro team for your business.
GetVoco.com sure is a stud. Where did you find them?
GetVoco.com was recruited right here in our own backyard. There's something to be said for locally owned and operated.
It sure is nice to partner with a local business like GetVoco.com, and with great service and support located right here in Atlanta, they must give you great peace of mind.
Sure does. I knew GetVoco.com would be reliable, and we'd have quick and easy access to expert assistance and advice. And it allows me to focus on business as usual.
Hey, Coach, if it keeps up like this, you're going to make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
As you're getting your business ready for the season ahead, make sure you head to GetVoco.com.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We're a small university, cutting our number of servers in half so we can spend more on education.
We're a fruit and tomato canning company in California.
We're a sports content and graphics company.
We're a digital production house.
We're a pharmaceutical and specialty packaging manufacturer.
We're the first green utility company in Europe, changing the way electricity is made.
We are mid-sized businesses
working to build a smarter planet.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
to level the playing field, and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Along with small businesses, mid-sized businesses make up nearly 65% of the global GDP.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here. You know, some presidents go to Camp David to unwind, but not me. When I need to decompress, I head to the Beau Rivage. First order of business, pure shenanigans and awesome nightlife. Man, we had a blast. Great hopping bars. The coast was just filled with cougars and milfs, my goodness. Some great restaurants, too. And that's why I love the Beau Rivage. It's got everything you'd expect in Vegas without having to schlep 4 hours to Vegas. It's right there in Biloxi. Direct flight with Delta. It's so simple. Plus, fantastic restaurants. All the stuff a high roller or a guy like me would love to see. Matter of fact, they got a great, unbelievable sushi and Asian restaurant called Gio. Also, a fantastic steakhouse called BR Prime. A steak as good as any you'll find in Buckhead. And, of course, all the action you're looking for. Craps, blackjack, roulette, and a great scene at the pool. Why not get to the Beau Rivage right now? Take advantage of our latest bailout to the Beau package, valid now through August 30th. Just $89 and tax per night Sunday through Thursday, and just $139 tax per night Friday and Saturday. That's all double occupancy. Save big by using that promo code whereatlantaplays.com and type in Atlanta. Limited time offer expires August 30th, so act now, Atlanta. We'll see you at the Beau Rivage.
790 The Zone and Fuel want you to come by Mammoth Car Wash on Sunday, August 30th from 10 to 5 p.m. at 2145 Old Milton Parkway in Alpharetta. The Zone girls will be on hand to help and support Fuel. I'm joined by one of the Zone girls now. Hello.
Oh, no, I'm not a Zone girl. I'm with Fuel.
What's Fuel?
Fuel's a nonprofit organization, helps people unite locally, combine our resources. We give anonymously to the needs of our communities.
Where can I find out more?
Friendsundercover, encouragingLives.org.
What are the odds on me getting a quick buff?
Not a chance, pal.
Between the morning antics of mayhem in the AM.
You're out of line.
You know the line?
You know the line.
And the craziness of the two live stews.
Damn, boy, you're about as big as a mountain. Look like you might have played some football.
It's the one, the only... Brandon and Wolfie.
Okay.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
And there they go!
Only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back feeling the groove on a Sunday, hot, sunny Sunday in Atlanta.
It's not that hot, actually. It's only about 75 degrees. All it's right. A nice fall-esque
on a warm
day.
On a warm Sunday in Atlanta. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at both AJC.com and ScoreATL.com. Guys, as I'm sure you've heard, the controversy surrounding Memphis's basketball program became, I guess, a little bit more official this week when the NCAA ruled that they had to vacate all 38 of their wins from their what was thought of as an incredible run in 2007-2008. Of course, they made it to the Final Four that year, and that also will be vacated. Good thing – it's funny. Good thing they didn't win the national championship, right? I mean, if you're a Memphis fan and you did win the national championship and had to give it up over this controversy, that would have probably been a little more crushing. But it's a big deal, and there are a lot of particulars within this scenario that I'm particularly interested in. One of which is, A, how is Derrick Rose not punished? Of course, let me explain real quick. Derrick Rose, the controversy is that he cheated on his SAT. Someone else took it for him. I consider that cheating, which allowed him to get into the University of Memphis. And, of course, they went on to go to the Final Four and to the finals and lost to Kansas in what was heartbreaking fashion. But my question to you is, the university has been fined and given back all the money that they I guess the benefits they reap from making it that far in the tournament.
Well, that they got from the NCAA.
Right. They also vacated the 38 wins, the Final Four appearance. Nothing happened to Derrick Rose. And I guess because he's not a part of the NCAA anymore, it's hard for the NCAA to punish him. But why are Calipari and Rose, two of the people who are clearly responsible for this, why are they not to blame? How are they not to blame?
How are you going to blame Derrick? I mean, how are you going to fault Derrick Rose?
What
are you going to do as the NCAA to punish Derrick Rose? Oh, you can't come back and play NCAA basketball anymore. Well, no, duh. I'm already the number one pick by the Bulls. Took him to the playoffs, won rookie of the year. I'm the next hot young point guard.
I mean,
how are you going to punish him?
I think
how you're going to fine him.
Yeah.
How is you know what he's going to do? He's going to give you the middle finger. That's what he's going to do. You can't do anything to Derrick Rose if you're the NCAA. What can you do to Calipari? Nothing. Now he's not there anymore.
You can fine him too.
Okay.
Well,
they did.
They're going to take away the money he got from the tournament also. But I mean, fact that
he's
matter
at Kentucky now. He's making millions of dollars. He doesn't care.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's why he doesn't care, because the NCAA, when they punish these crimes, they fit the punishment to the crime. And listen, that's logical. It makes sense. But here's what happens is these crimes. This is not the first time this has happened to Calipari, is it?
No,
the exact same scenario unraveled at UMass with Marcus Camby.
Camby took money from an agent, although, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know what Calipari is supposed to be able to do about that.
Don't let Derrick Rose play. Don't let Marcus Camby play. If you're the head coach of a major college basketball program that's bringing in millions and millions of dollars, you've got to have control over the program and know what is going on within your own program. And part of that is knowing when your own players are cheating or taking illegal bribes. And if that's happening, take a stand and do something about it.
What really just, you know, gets me about the whole process is that who gets punished? Well, Memphis, the school, the program. The institution gets punished.
Well, Memphis did hire Calipari.
They sure did, and they knew what they were getting into. They knew, but the people left behind are those that are suffering here. I do wonder about this, though. If they had won the national championship, do you think the NCAA goes as far to strip them of that title?
No, I don't.
I don't think they go that far.
And I think it's terrible. I totally agree with
Here's
you
the
that
thing,
they wouldn't.
Though. Here's the thing. Okay.
Tell us the thing, Fletcher.
You can take away the banner. You can take away their spot in the Final Four. They can give the money back. But are they going to go into my memory with one
no,
of those Will Smith Men
point.
In Black things and erase the fact that Derrick Rose had two free throws, missed them both, or they would have won the national title? No, they were in that game. Has the NCAA gone back and erased my memory of watching Marcus Camby go against Kentucky back in 96? Have they erased the Fab Five? No, they haven't. This is nice and all. I guess the history books will now say, but I was there. I lived it. I watched it on television. I watched Chris Webber call the timeout. I watched Derrick Rose miss these. You can't take that away. And yeah, you can erase the Jim Herrick years from Georgia, but I was in the front row. Those wins
But you know
happened,
what you can do?
Okay?
If the NCAA were to
happened.
Step up and what I call – and what I call issue a preventative punishment, and what I mean by that is something, a punishment that is more extreme, that might be too extreme for the crime or for the transgression, but you know what? It says don't do it again.
What are they going to do, though? There's nothing you can do.
Yes, you can. You can prevent schools from covering these type of issues up, okay? When you take away scholarships from Memphis, take away
you shouldn't punish now for what happened in the past. It's a new coaching staff. It's a new regime.
Totally disagree. I don't care
you
what's fair.
Punish.
I do not care what's fair. And listen, you can take this to secondary violations, something we've discussed at length. They're minor allegations, and so what happens is the NCAA does nothing about them, but they tend to mount, and coaches like Lane Kiffin use it for publicity. And I'll tell you this, if you said every three secondary violations you get, I'm taking two spots away from you in your recruiting class, and if you have a secondary or two secondary violations recruiting the same kid, you can no longer recruit that kid. If you stepped up your punishment on those types of things, there wouldn't secondary violations
no,
wouldn't exist.
You know what you do? You know what you do?
And neither would these kind of crimes.
Is you get on the ball while it's happening, okay? You get on the ball while
that's
it's
the,
happening.
That's if the university's job, Fletcher. That's what the university's there for.
The university's not going to turn themselves in.
Here's what's that. See, that's the problem. Here's the real problem is that
there's not enough Jan Kemps in the world.
The AD of the university called it extreme, the punishment extreme, and said the violations were of an administrative nature. So they're still not taking responsibility for this.
Memphis football doesn't exist, with all due respect, Tommy West and D'Angelo Smith or whatever his name was a couple years back. It doesn't exist. What makes D'Angelo Williams, thank you, what makes the money for Memphis is the basketball program. Why are they going to turn in their cash cow? That's like saying, oh, hey, cool, here's a couple million dollars. No thanks, I don't want it.
And that's why the NCAA should punish them where it hurts.
While it's happening, though. If it's in the past, it's in the past. It's done. If you think Derrick Rose, you think there's something fishy,
they investigated it while he's on campus.
They
did. They investigated it.
It's too late. Once he leaves, it's over.
They were investigating it all the while, which is what makes it even worse that the kid was playing.
Then jump
because,
on
because Memphis was aware of
the
it.
NCAA needs to come down while he is there.
what's part of an investigation, Fletcher, is that you have to conclude the investigation before you rule. Okay? And the investigation didn't end.
Investigate it faster.
I guess if that's your argument,
but you know
what
I'm saying?
No,
your argument is let's punish him now. No, the player right there now.
My argument
isn't
is punish
Derek
him
Rhodes.
Severely now to prevent it from
I
ever
happening
again. I agree
with you
again.
About the secondary violation thing. Something actually needs to happen with that. Otherwise, Lane Kiffin's just going to be a jerk, you know, for the rest of time. But you have to punish the player that is involved. The guy playing right now, the freshman right now that's coming there, it doesn't matter what Derrick Rose did 3 years ago.
Let me ask you another question then. If you're a Kentucky fan, and clearly smoke has sort of followed Calipari wherever he's gone, there's never – the fire hasn't ever been located, if you will, but smoke has followed him everywhere. And I guess my question
they
for you
know
guys
what they're getting
is,
into
if you're
bed
a Kentucky
–
well, but now it's a little – if you're a Kentucky fan, are you worried that maybe – This can kind of sneak up on your program now in the future. Things such as this.
If I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm waiting for a time bomb to go off.
Exactly.
I really am. All the other Kentucky fans, the Big Blue Nation out there, I think they kind of got the sort of honeymoon period still going on. They're not thinking about that. But if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm waiting for something to go horribly wrong, like with what happened at Indiana with Kelvin Sampson, because he had a history of doing things underground, you know, with the recruits, the texting that was ruled to be illegal. If I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm looking at the situation the same way.
I'm not sure that it happens, though, because at Kentucky, I don't think he needs to do it. I think he needed to do it at UMass.
Point.
I think he needed to do it at Memphis. I don't think he has to do it at Kentucky.
The thing is, and that's a very good point, but it's rare that you see, you know, a lot of times these coaches use the same methods of that they've gotten success at.
He may not need to, but will he?
And when he's going head-to-head, listen, for Florida by his side, when he's going head-to-head with Billy Donovan, who I think has done a horrible job over the last 3 to 4 years recruiting, but is certainly going to pick it up, I would believe, now that Calipari is not too far away. Who knows what lengths he'll go to. And what Alex said is I'm totally in agreement with, because, listen, he's had issues everywhere he's gone, and it's as nothing has stuck yet, but it's a matter of time, in my opinion, before they nail him, before they can. He's the godfather of college basketball, and that everybody knows he cheats. It is
everybody
couldn't be
cheats.
I'm just saying, that's actually pretty good.
Thank you very much.
That's really good. I liked it, but it's true. Everybody knows the guy cheats, and nobody, they haven't been able to. It's almost like they're afraid to touch him. But I think the times are changing.
We gotta go to break. We got Bill Curry coming up.
Yeah,
next.
We do have to go to a quick break. Thank you, Godfather. But as you alluded to, we have a very special guest coming up in this next segment. The head coach of Georgia State's newest program, the football program, Bill Curry, will be joining the official visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta is the only ATL Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's,
and Blockbuster.
And Blockbusters.
Mayhem in the AM.
Phil Sims.
Once I went to Home Depot a couple weeks ago. I got a leaf blower and a water compressor. And some guy looks at me and goes, well, this is a reality show moment. And I went, wow, is that funny that I'm in Home Depot trying to pick something up? Remember the era I played in. I'll work until the end.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Listen live on 790thezone.com 24/7, so you never miss a minute. Powered by Peachtree Service Experts, Atlanta's trusted heating and air conditioning company, with service available 24/7.
This is Tony Barnhart. Did you know that Comcast has the most live SEC football action on Comcast Sports Southeast and ESPNU? Did you know they have more SEC football than DirecTV? Plus, Comcast Digital Preferred and high-speed internet customers now get the most live sports anywhere. Call today to get an all-star lineup of sports programming now with the NFL Network, the NHL Network, MLB Network, NBA TV, and more. With Comcast high-speed internet, get access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com and Comcast.net. Get your SEC football with Comcast Digital Preferred Service with HBO and Comcast High-Speed Internet for less than $70 a month for 12 months. Also, you can get free HD DVR. You can enjoy thousands of games in crystal clear high definition. Call 404-COMCAST today. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and franchise fees.
You should never confide in anyone who is trying to take your money and your children.
Attorney Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell, as quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
Guys often have to work a little harder to be awarded primary custody. But when you're disadvantaged, you'll continue to be so unless you do what you can to help yourself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal. The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on, 404-842-0009. Now with offices conveniently located in Buckhead, Lawrenceville, and Kennesaw. 404-842-0009. 842-0009, 842-0009, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting founder Dick Robinson.
You're not going to make a ton of money overnight, but you really enjoy it. We used to say, live, eat, drink, and sleep. Broadcasting, which is true, is still true with me today.
Since 1964, CSB has helped thousands of graduates get connected to an exciting career in the broadcast media.
You had to have the hands-on training. You could talk about it, you could read about it, but unless you use the equipment, you're really couldn't get out there and get a job.
You'll learn the art of broadcasting from the best in the business.
The folks that we have with us are all working professionals that are in the business today that, you know what's happening today.
So if you or someone you know is looking for an exciting career in the new media, call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to GoCSB.com. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, 1755 North Brown Road in Lawrenceville.
You know, life is short. Follow your passion, then you can figure out how to get paid for it.
BrandSmart USA is celebrating our new store, now open in Gwinnett. I-85 at the Mall of Georgia exit next to the new Braves Stadium. Join our celebration with huge sales in every department in all stores. Hurry in to register to win over $100,000 in amazing prizes. You could drive away in a 2009 Smart Car, courtesy of Smart Center in Buckhead and CBS Atlanta, WGCL. What would you think of a brand new stainless steel kitchen package from KitchenAid, including a refrigerator, stove, microwave oven, and dishwasher valued at over $6,500? We've got lots of prizes to give away for this huge celebration. Samsung digital cameras and over 100 LCD or plasma TVs, from a 15-inch LCD DVD combo to a 60-inch HD plasma. So come into any store to celebrate our grand opening with us. You'll get up to $800 instant savings on Samsung LED TVs and no interest until January 2011 on any item $498.88 and above. Minimum payments required. See stores for details. BrandSmart USA. Of course, your favorite brands at low, low prices.
Tough, hard-hitting, and all business.
Personal foul, unnecessary hands in the pants,
also known as holding.
Falcon Camp is in session, and 790 The Zone is your camp counselor. The best Falcons coverage all season long. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone. And the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m.
What if they're playing at 4?
They'll probably be
then it'll be 4 to 7.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm just
it's a great question and it's a great show. I'll tell you
our
what
our listeners
because,
would be
because
interested.
Right, because people who want to follow the Falcons, that show, the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday show gives you updates every 10 to 15 minutes on the game.
And not just the Falcons game, but everybody, all the NFL,
absolutely.
And they break down if it's anything like last year, high school and college action too.
Oh, well, we do it all. NBA.
Yeah. Whatever's the hot topic.
No limits.
If there's a topic that's hot, we talk about it.
Absolutely. So listen, this segment, we're going to talk about, or no, we're going to do Big B's.
Bill Curry's going to join us in just a minute. But until he joins us.
We're going to go with Big B's top 10 because you know what? We do it every week. It's probably the best part of our show.
I know that people always ask about it.
Yeah.
I will get emails saying, what's Big B going to talk about this week? What's his top 10 list this week?
I'm going to tell him.
Scott, what's his top 10 list for this week?
I'll tell you, Fletch, and I'll tell everyone. This week, we're going to do the top 10 players to have committed to Georgia schools. Any school in the state, any player who's committed to Georgia schools is up for the ranking.
In the state of Georgia.
Just anyone who's committed to Georgia schools. The top 10 recruits at Georgia schools.
Could they be from the state of Tennessee or Florida? Conceivably.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could be? Okay. So this is Brian Jones on WQXI Atlanta.
Go for it, baby.
A big league broadcasting company.
All right, guys. Coming in at number 10, we got Denzel McCoy, defensive tackle out of Northview. He's 6'4", 274. He was actually on my top 10 defensive lineman list.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. And he has the size to play the under tackle position in college. He is committed to Georgia Tech. And do we have Bill Curry on?
All right. Hey, Big B. How about